It's your heart. Listen to it. What's yours telling you? This Heart Month, it's a good time to slow your daily pace and check the messages your heart may be sending. Not sure what it's saying? Check in with your family doctor or take our free Heart Smart quiz to test your heart health knowledge. At Our Lady of the Lake Heart and Vascular Institute, we want to hear what's on your heart. Don't wait. It just may save your life. Visit OLOLRMC.com/heart for more.
We could tell you exactly why Bombas socks, t-shirts, and underwear are so comfortable. We could talk about our soft fabrics, or how we donate one item for every item you buy. But we think our customers said it best, so we hired some professional voice actors to read real customer reviews.
Bum diggities on my pickies.
It's like being hugged by an angel.
I borrowed a pair from my son and didn't want to give them back.
Give an item when you buy an item and get 20% off your first purchase at bombas.com/comfy. That's bombas.com/comfy.
Hey, Ray Magliozzi here. I'd like to carry more parts at my shop, but I just don't have the room. Every time I go in the back to get wiper blades, I trip over a dusty crate of Honda air filters, then bang my head on some GTO radiator hoses. eBay Motors never has that problem. They stock all the right parts at the right prices. 122 million of them, with everything from new headlights to vintage gear shifters. I can't imagine being able to stock 122 million parts. I mean, where would I get all those shelves? eBay Motors. Let's ride.
Everybody, I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to the season premiere of At the Rim. At the Rim is the show that gets you caught up on anything and everything that's happening around the NBA, the National Basketball Association, the Association, whatever you want to call it, and so much more. And man, it's a lot going on right now. On this week's program, we're going to give you a recap of all the things that went down during the NBA trade deadline, plus a look at who will be participating in this year's NBA All-Star Game, as well as the All-Star Weekend festivities, and we'll give you the current league leaders and standings in the association. But I want to start off with my top three storylines. I want to start off with the Los Angeles Lakers. This past summer, when Russell Westbrook was traded to the Los Angeles Lakers from the Washington Wizards, the fever pitch was through the roof. Because with Westbrook being one of the most dynamic and one of the most athletic players in the NBA, when the trade happened on draft night, not just Laker fans, but NBA fans such as myself was very excited. Because we were saying, okay, the Lakers have a chance to get back to the mountaintop and win an NBA championship. That was the dream that a lot of Laker fans and that was the dream that a lot of basketball fans had. Westbrook going to L.A., joining forces with LeBron James, Anthony Davis. Also, you add Carmelo Anthony to the mix as well. This was going to be a surefire run for the Lakers, hopefully getting them to the mountaintop. Well, the dream was much more exciting than reality because, unfortunately, it was all a dream, in the words of Biggie Smalls. I mean, for the moment, as this show is airing, the Lakers have a record of 26-30. It's been very abysmal. Anthony Davis has had a lot of injuries this year. LeBron has missed a few games with knee soreness, but when LeBron has played, I mean, he has been in MVP form this year. He's among the top 10 in the league in minutes played, and he has logged a lot of minutes in this first half of the NBA season. Carmelo's coming off the bench doing what he has to do, but Russell Westbrook, OMG. Russell Westbrook has come in and, you know, taking unnecessary shots, playing hero ball, not doing what he's supposed to do. I don't know. It is, like I said before, the dream was much more exciting than the reality. And I don't know what the Lakers are going to do. I know one thing. The Lakers did not make any moves during the trade deadline. I know a lot of Laker fans, a lot of basketball fans were very angry about that. But to be quite honest with you, I didn't think the Lakers were going to deal Westbrook. I think they were going to keep him. I think LeBron's influence was like, let's make it work. You know, we got the second half of the season to look forward to right after the All-Star break, and we'll find out what Russell's really made of, if he's going to change. Well, there's a saying that goes, it's hard for a leopard to change its spots, and Russell Westbrook played this same way in Oklahoma City. He was the same way in Houston. He was the same way in Washington, and now he's looking like he's the same way with the LA Lakers. Again, 26-30. No one expected this. No one didn't see this coming. I didn't see this coming. I thought the Lakers would be challenging Phoenix and Golden State, and also giving Utah and Denver and even teams like Memphis a run for their money in the West. Not expecting this at all. Everyone was blindsided by this. Again, as this show is airing, in the month of October, 4-3. In the month of November, 8-8. December, below 500. They went 6-8. The month of January, below 500, 6-8. February, currently 2-3. I mean, this is just atrocious. This is just atrocious. And again, with Carmelo Anthony being injured, I mean, this is just, I don't know. This is so below expectations. I mean, it was, as they say, it was all bark but no bite, all steak but no sizzle. And I don't know what the Lakers are going to do going forward, man. They had a chance to try to make something happen in the trade deadline, but Westbrook's contract is very expensive, and it's going to be a long year, a long second half of the year for the Lakers, and they've got to get it together. But LeBron's influence is so strong, and he's going to have to step up and say something and try to get this thing back in order for the Lakers. My next storyline is going to be the trade deadline. So, yeah, the NBA trade deadline, always exciting. The most exciting trade deadline in all of sports and in Major League Baseball is right behind the NBA. The big trade that happened, of course, involving the Brooklyn Nets and the Philadelphia 76ers. So the Brooklyn Nets traded James Harden and Paul Millsap to the Philadelphia 76ers. And in return, the Nets will get Seth Curry, Andre Drummond, Ben Simmons, Philadelphia's first-round pick in 2022, and Philadelphia's protected first-round pick in 2027. All right. Some people are saying Brooklyn won this deal. Some people are saying Philly won this deal. You know what? I've been kind of back and forth on this, but after time to analyze this, I'm going to say Philly won the end of this deal. Here's why. You've got a young guard in the backcourt with Tyrese Maxey, and Tyrese is one of the talented young rising stars in the league. James Harden, premier offensive threat, a premier scorer. And then, you know, with Harden and Embiid, I think that the process could be close to being completed. Not, I don't think the process is finished, but the process is getting close to being completed. Now, as far as Brooklyn is concerned, Seth Curry, a solid shooter, very durable, very dependable. Andre Drummond, you know, rebounder, defender, rim protector galore. Mr. Ben Simmons. Simmons has not played a game this year. We don't know what his mental psyche is going to be. We don't know. I mean, he didn't play in Philly, and we don't know how many games. We don't know if he's going to be playing for Brooklyn. We don't know if he wants to be in Brooklyn or not. There were reports were saying before he was traded that he was trying to get back out west because he has a home on the West Coast. So we don't know the status of Ben, and if he does come back physically, how is he going to be? And in first-round picks, we don't know. We don't know how first-round picks can turn out, depending on how Brooklyn goes in the draft. But right now it seems that Philadelphia won this end of the trade. James Harden will come in, I believe, very motivated because now he's got a chance to start fresh again. He's got Joel Embiid, who is one of the premier players in the league. And then also don't count out Paul Millsap either. Paul Millsap is somebody that has always been Mr. Dependable during his many years with the Denver Nuggets. He showed kind of flashes of it in Brooklyn, but I think he will make a big difference in Philly. Harden and Millsap, particularly Millsap, is a qualified veteran. Harden gets an opportunity to make things happen with Philly, him and Embiid, alongside Tyrese Maxey, Danny Green, to get a chance to continue with the process. And the process won't be completed until they get that NBA championship, but the process seems to be kind of going on the right track right now. But again, that was a Daryl Morey working in the front office with the 76ers, again, trading Seth Curry, Andre Drummond, Ben Simmons, and a 2022 and 2027 first-round pick from the 76ers to Philly, to Brooklyn And in return, Maury will get James Harden and Paul Millsap. All right, also some other big trades that happened during the trade deadline. The Dallas Mavericks received Davis Bertans and Spencer Dinwiddie, and the Washington Wizards get Kristaps Porzingis and a 2022 second-round pick. Again, Dallas wins that trade right there. I mean, Bertans, a quality player. Dinwiddie's been very explosive since he's been in the league during his time in Brooklyn. And then, you know, of course, doing his thing with the Wizards, and now Dallas just gets better. Porzingis. What could have been? What could have been in New York, not for the injuries? What could have been in Dallas, not for the injuries? So, again, Dallas wins that trade easily. San Antonio and Toronto. Again, San Antonio needed experience. They got Goran Dragic and a 2022 first-round pick. So San Antonio got a quality veteran. And, of course, they're looking ahead to the future. Toronto drew Eubanks, Thaddeus Young, and a 2022 second-round pick. They got a little bit younger. And, of course, they got the second-round pick. So, again, San Antonio won that end of the trade. Also, some important trades to look at. We had the four-team trade. Marvin Bagley III going to Detroit from Sacramento. The Clippers are going to receive Rodney Hood, Semi Ojeleye, and the draft rights to Vanya Marakovic from Sacramento. And then Milwaukee's going to get Serge Ibaka. They get a 2023 second-round pick from Detroit. They get a 2024 Sacramento second-round pick from Detroit, and they get cash. And then Sacramento's going to get Dante DiVincenzo, followed by Josh Jackson, Trey Lyles. Also, they get the draft rights to David Michonneau, and also they get the second-round pick from Detroit. Wow, this four-team trade is very interesting. So first, let me say Sacramento traded their future to the Detroit Pistons and Marvin Bagley. Milwaukee definitely won in this four-team trade. Serge Ibaka, what can you say about Serge Ibaka? Former NBA champion playing in Toronto, and then he was with the Clippers. Again, Milwaukee's going to get another rim protector. Him and Giannis in that front court is going to be interesting. Sacramento, again, they got younger. Sacramento got younger as a part of this deal with Dante DiVincenzo, Josh Jackson, and Trey Lyles. The Clippers got decent in this trade, but I think Milwaukee won this trade because with Ibaka, his playoff experience, his championship experience, being a monster rim protector and a defender, he's got decent range, not wide range in the perimeter, but he's got decent range enough. You know, he's got a decent jump shot, and it will hold. So Milwaukee clearly won this end of the deal right here. Just looking at some couple of more trades that we had. Portland and San Antonio. The Portland Trailblazers are going to receive, and this was a three-team trade between Portland, San Antonio, and Utah. So Portland's going to receive Elijah Hughes, Joe Ingles, and a 2022 second-round pick from Utah. San Antonio is going to get Tomas Satoransky and a 2027 second-round pick from Utah. And the Jazz are going to get Nikhil Alexander-Walker and Juancho Hernan Gomez. Portland clearly won the better end of this deal just with Ingles. You know, I was really sad to see Joe Ingles leaving Utah to go to Portland. I know Joe suffered that gruesome ACL injury done for the year, but Joe Ingles has been one of my favorite players in the league for quite a while now. But when Joe comes back healthy, I think Portland is going to win the end of this deal right here, because clearly what happened with Portland and the C.J. McCollum trade, which we'll get into in just a little bit, Portland, I think, clearly is going to get win this end of the deal right here. And, of course, Utah, Nikhil Alexander, very excited. Hernan Gomez is dependable when need be, but I thought, in my opinion, Portland won the end of this trade right here. A couple of more big, important trades to pass along. Robert Covington and Norman Powell are headed to the Los Angeles Clippers, while the Portland Trailblazers are going to receive Eric Bledsoe, Keon Johnson, and Justice Winslow, and a 2025 second-round – in Detroit's 2025 second-round pick. I think Portland won the end of this deal. I think Eric Bledsoe is still very dependable. And Justice Winslow, again, still a very young talent. The jury's still out on him. Cleveland and Indiana made a trade right here. The Cavaliers get Caris LeVert and Miami's 2022 second-round pick, while the Indiana Pacers are going to get Ricky Rubio, a 2022 first-round pick from Cleveland, a 2022 second-round pick from Houston, and a 2027 second-round pick from Utah. Clearly, Cleveland won this deal hands down. I mean, Caris LeVert, one of the most athletic players in the league in this one. Ricky Rubio's a veteran, is dependable. He comes in, he brings experience to the Pacers, but Cleveland clearly won this deal, won in this trade right here. The Pacers and the Kings, wow. This is an interesting move right here with Indiana and Sacramento. Tyrese Halliburton, Buddy Hield, and Tristan Thompson going to the Pacers. And Sacramento is going to get Justin Holiday, Jeremy Lamb, Domantas Sabonis, and Indiana's second-round pick for 2023. Clearly, the Pacers went out on this one. Tyrese Halliburton, one of the rising stars in the league. Buddy Hield has always been durable, always dependable. And Tristan Thompson, again, one of the top rim protectors in the league, doing his thing in the paint, rebounding and playing solid defense. The Pacers clearly won this trade right here. Sacramento, Holiday and Lamb are solid players. Sabonis has been a Sacramento needed a veteran. The Kings team is way too young, and they needed a veteran like Domantas Sabonis, and he definitely will bring that veteran leadership. And then we have the trade with New Orleans and Portland. The Pelicans are going to receive C.J. McCollum along with Larry Nance Jr. and Tony Snell. All solid players, but C.J. McCollum is going to be big playing alongside Brandon Ingram. Of course, you could say Brandon Ingram has been the star the last 2 years for the Pelicans. No Zion Williamson in sight due to injuries. And I think Zion is going to be out of there, and I don't think they really need him because you've got Brandon Ingram and then you've got C.J. McCollum going to New Orleans, and then Larry Nance Jr. and Tony Snell are going to be solid players. The Pelicans definitely won this trade on this one. Now, the Trailblazers, of course, Nickeil Alexander-Walker in Portland, but, of course, he was later dealt to Utah. But also Josh Hart, Didi Lozada, and, of course, Tomas Zadaransky, who was later dealt to San Antonio. But that was a part of that deal from with New Orleans and Portland. And, of course, the Trailblazers are going to get a 2022 protected first-round pick, a 2026 second-round pick, and a 2027 second-round pick from the Pelicans. So New Orleans and Portland making moves. And, man, definitely a trade deadline. A lot of blockbuster trades in this one, particularly with Philly and Brooklyn with Harden going to Philly, and Brooklyn receiving Seth Curry and Ben Simmons and Andre Drummond. So never a dull moment in the NBA trade deadline. And for my last storyline, is going to be the NBA All-Star Game. So the rosters are set for this year's NBA All-Star Game. We have Monty Williams will be the head coach of Team LeBron, and Eric Spoelstra, the head coach of the Miami Heat, will be the head coach of Team Durant. Again, Monty Williams, head coach of the Phoenix Suns, will be the head coach of Team LeBron. And Eric Spoelstra, head coach of the Miami Heat, will be the head coach of Team Durant. So here's how it all went down. The Eastern Conference All-Stars will be the starters for the Eastern Conference All-Stars. We have Trae Young from the Atlanta Hawks, DeMar DeRozan from the Chicago Bulls, Joel Embiid from the Philadelphia 76ers, Kevin Durant from the Brooklyn Nets, and you have Giannis Antetokounmpo representing the Milwaukee Bucks. The reserves are going to be LaMelo Ball from the Charlotte Hornets, Darius Garland representing the Cleveland Cavaliers. You also have James Harden from the Philadelphia 76ers, Zach LaVine from the Chicago Bulls, Fred VanVleet from the Toronto Raptors. You also have Jimmy Butler from the Miami Heat, Chris Middleton from the Milwaukee Bucks, and then Jason Tatum from the Boston Celtics. Now, Kevin will not play in the game due to injuries, so Jason Tatum will start in place of Kevin Durant. In the Western Conference All-Stars, the starters are going to be Steph Curry from the Golden State Warriors, Ja Morant from the Memphis Grizzlies, Nikola Jokic from the Denver Nuggets, LeBron James from the Los Angeles Lakers, and then Andrew Wiggins from the Golden State Warriors. Now, your reserves are going to be Devin Booker from the Phoenix Suns, Luka Doncic from the Dallas Mavericks, Donovan Mitchell from the Utah Jazz. You also have Chris Paul from the Phoenix Suns, Rudy Gobert from the Utah Jazz, and Karl Anthony Towns from the Minnesota Timberwolves. Now, Draymond Green was selected. Draymond represents the Golden State Warriors. He would not play due to injury, so Deontay Murray from the San Antonio Spurs will be his replacement. Now, of course, you know, it's not the tradition. They haven't been doing the traditional East versus West format in quite some time. So, of course, when you have Team LeBron and Team Durant, of course, they're going to have their draft. So they had their draft, and both captains LeBron and KD drafted their roster. So on Team LeBron, the forwards will be LeBron and Giannis. The center will be Nikola Jokic, and the guards will be DeMar DeRozan and Steph Curry. That's the starting lineup for Team LeBron. And the reserves on Team LeBron will be Luka, Darius, Chris Paul, Jimmy Butler, Donovan Mitchell, Fred Van Vliet, and James Harden. And, of course, the head coach is going to be Monty Williams. Meanwhile, for Team Durant, the starters for Kevin's team will be at the forward position will be Andrew Wiggins and Jason Tatum. The center will be Joel Embiid, and the guards will be Ja Morant and Trae Young. And the reserves will be, Devin Booker, Karl Anthony Towns, Zach LaVine, Deontay Murray, Chris Middleton, also LaMelo Ball, and you got Rudy Gobert. And, of course, the head coach for Team Durant will be Eric Spoelstra. So, again, this is going to be, again, another exciting all-star game, Team LeBron versus Team Durant. You can't go wrong with that. So, again, the starting lineup for Team LeBron will be LeBron James, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Nikola Jokic, DeMar DeRozan, and Steph Curry. The reserves will be Luka Doncic, Darius Garland, Chris Paul, Jimmy Butler, Donovan Mitchell, Fred Van Vliet, and James Harden. And the head coach from the Phoenix Suns is Monty Williams. And Team Durant, the starters will be Andrew Wiggins, Jason Tatum, Joel Embiid, Ja Morant, and Trae Young. And the reserves are going to be Devin Booker, Karl Anthony Towns, Zach LaVine, Deontay Murray, Chris Middleton, LaMelo Ball, and Rudy Gobert. And the head coach representing the Miami Heat will be Eric Spoelstra. So it's going to be a great all-star game. And, of course, all-star weekend is going to be the NBA all-star weekend celebrity game, which will be Team Walton, that's Team Bill Walton, and Team Meek, led by Dominique Wilkins. Of course, Team Walton will be Jimmy Allen, country singer and songwriter. You also have host, actress, athlete, and model Brittany Elena. That will be on Team Walton. Of course, singer-songwriter Machine Gun Kelly, a WNBA player De'Erica Hamby, also Fanatics All-In Challenge winner Noah Carlock, Olympic and professional skateboarder Nyjah Houston, followed by ABC's The Bachelor, Matt James, and you've got rapper and recording artist, a member of the Migos, Quavo. You know, Quavo has always been in a lot of these NBA All-Star Weekend celebrity games for a while, and he's definitely doing his thing. You've got actor Ranveer Singh, and you have Peloton instructor Alex Toussaint, and, of course, the head coach of Team Walton is Bill Walton. Meanwhile, representing Team Meek, you have Anuel AA, who's a very popular Puerto Rican rapper. And, of course, the mayor of Cleveland, Justin Bibb, will be playing as well. You also have a four-time American Music Award winning artist, Kane Brown, who's definitely a force in the country music world. Also have NFL player Miles Garrett, a former NBA player, Booby Gibson. Haven't heard from Booby in quite a while. Comedian, actress, and author Tiffany Haddish will be playing as well. You also have rapper and recording artist Jack Harlow, followed by Harlem Globetrotters player Chrissa Jackson, and you have singer-songwriter Anjali Ranadive on the Team Neek, and you have Olympic high jump champion Gianmarco Tamberi. And the head coach of Team Neek is Hall of Famer Dominique Wilkins. So there you go. So that's Team Walton versus Team Neek in the NBA All-Star Weekend Celebrity Game. And, of course, we have the NBA HBCU Classic with Howard going up against Morgan State. So that's going to be a big one as well. And then you have the Rising Stars Challenge with Rick Barry versus Gary Payton. So you've got Team Barry going up against Team Payton. And, of course, with Team Barry is going to be Cade Cunningham, Dyson Daniels, Evan Mobley, Isaac Okoro. Also, you have Elperin Singun, followed by Jayshon Tate and Franz Wagner. And then for Team Payton, you've got LaMelo Ball, Scotty Barnes, also Ayo Dosunmu, followed by Chris Duarte, Scott Henderson, Jaden McDaniels, and Davion Mitchell. And then we've got Team Isaiah. The head coach is Isaiah Thomas. And then you've got James Worthy leading Team Worthy. With Team Isaiah, you've got Precious Ochunwa, Desmond Bain, Sadiq Bey, Anthony Edwards, Tyrese Halliburton, Jaden Hardy, and Isaiah Stewart. And for Team Worthy, Cole Anthony, Marjon Beauchamp, Josh Giddey, also Jalen Green, Herbert Jones, Tyrese Maxey, and Jalen Suggs. So the winner out of the matchup between Team Isaiah and Team Worthy will go up against the winner out of Team Barry and Team Payton, and they'll face off in the final of the Rising Stars Challenge. The Skills Challenge, always fun. You have Team Rooks, led by Scotty Barnes, Cade Cunningham, and Josh Giddey. Team Cavs, led by all of the stars from the Cleveland Cavaliers, Jared Allen, Darius Garland, and Evan Mobley. And then you have the team Antetokounmpo, with Giannis and his brothers, Alex and Thanasis. And then we have the three-point shootout, which has been one of my favorites for All-Star Weekend for such a long time. In the three-point shootout, you've got C.J. McCollum representing the New Orleans Pelicans, Trae Young representing the Atlanta Hawks, Zach LaVine representing the Chicago Bulls. You've got Desmond Bane representing the Memphis Grizzlies, followed by Karl-Anthony Towns representing the Minnesota Timberwolves, Fred VanVleet representing the Toronto Raptors, Luke Kennard representing the Los Angeles Clippers, and Patty Mills representing the Brooklyn Nets. In the slam dunk contest, you've got Cole Anthony representing the Orlando Magic, Juan Toscano-Anderson representing the Golden State Warriors, Obi Toppin representing the New York Knicks, and Jalen Green representing the Houston Rockets. So it's definitely going to be a fun weekend in Cleveland with the NBA All-Star Weekend. So it's always a lot of fun. It's been a lot of fun, and it should be a lot of fun as people gather for that weekend in the city of Cleveland. All right, when we come back from the break, I'll give you the latest league leaders and standings in the association. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to the season premiere of At the Rim.
Hi, I'm Randy, and this is Dave.
We're the founders of Bombas, the most comfortable socks in the history of feet.
So comfortable, we sold and donated millions of pairs.
To sell and donate a lot of socks, we became obsessed with comfort.
We reinvented the sock from the ground up, adding comfort innovations along the way.
It worked. People tried them, loved them, told their friends about them.
Helping us sell and donate millions of pairs.
Try them now at bombas.com/comfy and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/comfy.
It's your heart. Listen to it. What's yours telling you? This heart month, it's a good time to slow your daily pace and check the messages your heart may be sending. Not sure what it's saying? Check in with your family doctor or take our free Heart Smart quiz to test your heart health knowledge. At Our Lady of the Lake Heart and Vascular Institute, we want to hear what's on your heart. Don't wait. It just may save your life. Visit OLOLRMC.com/heart for more.
Flexible consulting solutions for a changing world. That's Protiviti. Results driven and committed to you. That's Protiviti. Global business consulting used by 70% of the Fortune 1000. That's Protiviti. Protiviti.com/shape.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest. And then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that,
hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan, or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
It's your heart. Listen to it. What's yours telling you? This heart month, it's a good time to slow your daily pace and check the messages your heart may be sending. Not sure what it's saying? Check in with your family doctor or take our free Heart Smart quiz to test your heart health knowledge. At Our Lady of the Lake Heart and Vascular Institute, we want to hear what's on your heart. Don't wait. It just may save your life. Visit OLOLRMC.com/heart for more.
Hey, Sarah.
Oh, my gosh, you look so cute. How do you know him?
Oh, Donovan, do it like I taught you. Love the new tattoo, Sarah. Let's go!
Look, dude, that's Sarah. The girl in the pink shirt, that's the girl I was telling you about.
Oh, that's Sarah?
Theater 2 on your left. Hey, Sarah. What color underwear today? Hey, Sarah. So when are you going to post something new?
Anything you post online, anyone can see. Family, friends.
See you later, Sarah.
Even not so friendly people. Think before you post.
Said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches. I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergens.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
Hi, this is Terry Bradshaw here to remind you that rheumatic diseases like rheumatoid arthritis and lupus are important to know about. One in four Americans has a rheumatic disease, and I'm one of them. And if you're like me, folks, you don't have time for arthritis to slow you down. Between being a sportscaster, making movies, and checking things off my honey-do list, I'm busier now than I've ever been. Flare-ups aren't fun, which is why I follow the orders of my rheumatologist. Eating healthy, staying active, not smoking, taking my meds, and managing my stress all keep me going. I've also committed to my health by taking the American College of Rheumatology's pledge to live well with rheumatic disease, and you should too. Know the signs, get help, and take care of yourself, folks. Visit simpletax.org to take the pledge to live well.
Evolving markets require an alternative approach to investing. Cut through the volatility with Yield Street investments that target fixed durations and income generation. Explore investments in art, real estate, legal finance, and more with minimums starting at $1,000 and targeting annual yields up to 15%. Discover the difference of a diverse portfolio with Yield Street. Head to YieldStreet.com to create your account today.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. All right, now it's time to get you caught up on the current league leaders and standings in the association. Let's start off with the league leaders. Of course, currently the league leader in points per game in the association is Joel Embiid from the Philadelphia 76ers. He's averaging 29.3 points per game. Coming in at number two is Giannis Antetokounmpo from the Milwaukee Bucks. He's averaging 29 points per game. Coming in third is Trae Young from the Atlanta Hawks. He's averaging 27.6 points per game. Coming in fourth is DeMar DeRozan from the Chicago Bulls. And in fifth is Luka Doncic from the Dallas Mavericks. Next category is rebounds per game. The league leader in rebounds per game is Rudy Gobert from the Utah Jazz. He's averaging 15 rebounds per game. Coming in at number two is Nikola Jokic from the Denver Nuggets. He's averaging 13 rebounds per game. Clint Capella and Domantas Sabonis are both tied for third. Clint represents the Atlanta Hawks, and Domantas represents the Sacramento Kings. And Nikola Vucevic represents the Chicago Bulls. He comes in fifth. Coming up next in the category of field goal percentages, Rudy Gobert. He's shooting 70% from the field. Coming in second is Jared Allen from the Cleveland Cavaliers. He's shooting 66% from the field. Coming in third is JaVale McGee from the Phoenix Suns. He's shooting 65% from the field. Montrezl Harrell from the Charlotte Hornets is fourth. And then coming in fifth is DeAndre Ayton from the Phoenix Suns. Next category we have is assists per game. CP3, Chris Paul, still getting it done as ever, representing the Phoenix Suns. He's averaging 10.6 assists per game. Coming in second is James Harden from the Philadelphia 76ers. He's averaging 10.2 assists per game. Coming in third is Trae Young from the Atlanta Hawks. In fourth is Deontay Murray from the San Antonio Spurs. And then Luka Doncic is fifth from the Dallas Mavericks. Steals per game is the next category, and Deontay Murray, always solid in the assist category, and as well as doing his thing in the steals category as well. He comes in at number one, averaging just over two steals per game. Coming in number two, is Gary Trent Jr. from the Toronto Raptors. Coming in third is Marcus Smart from the Boston Celtics. In fourth is Chris Paul. And coming in fifth from the Philadelphia 76ers is Matisse Thybulle. And next category is blocks per game. Miles Turner from the Indiana Pacers is the leader in blocks per game. He's averaging 2.8 blocks a game. Coming in at number two is Rudy Gobert. Followed by in third is Robert Williams III from the Boston Celtics. In fourth, representing the Memphis Grizzlies is Jaren Jackson Jr. from the Memphis Grizzlies. And in fifth is Mo Bamba from the Orlando Magic. The leader in three-point field goals made is Mr. Steph Curry from the Golden State Warriors. He's currently has 241 three-point field goals made. Coming in at number two is Fred VanVleet from the Toronto Raptors. In third is Buddy Hield from the Indiana Pacers. Patty Mills from the Brooklyn Nets is fourth, followed by Malik Beasley from the Minnesota Timberwolves comes in fifth. The next category that we have is three-point percentage. The leader in three-point percentage is P.J. Tucker from the Miami Heat. He's shooting currently 46% from three-point range. Then we have Keldon Johnson is number two from the San Antonio Spurs. Cameron Johnson is third from the Phoenix Suns. Then we have Doug McDermott from the San Antonio Spurs is in fourth. And then we have Grant Williams from the Boston Celtics comes in fifth. In free throw percentage, Jordan Poole is the leader in free throw percentage, from the Golden State Warriors. Jordan is currently shooting 92% from the free throw line. Danilo Gallinari from the Atlanta Hawks is in number two, followed by Steph Curry is in third. Darius Garland comes in fourth from the Cleveland Cavaliers. And then Cam Reddish is fifth from the New York Knicks. And then the last category that we have is minutes per game. Currently, Fred VanVleet is the leader in minutes played in the league. He is averaging over 38 minutes a game. Pascal Siakam is currently number two from the Toronto Raptors, followed by OG Anunoby from the Toronto Raptors. And then coming in fourth is James Harden from the Philadelphia 76ers. He's averaging 37 minutes a game. And then LeBron James from the Los Angeles Lakers is averaging 36 minutes per game. So that's your current league leaders in the association in points, rebounds, assists, steals, blocks, field goal percentage, three-point field goals made, also free throw percentage, and also, of course, minutes per game. So definitely a lot of rising stars in the top five in those respective categories. Now let's get you caught up on the current standings in the association. Let's start off with the Eastern Conference. Currently in first place are the Miami Heat with a record of 36-20. The Cleveland Cavaliers come in at number two with a record of 35-21. The Chicago Bulls are currently third with a record of 35-21. The Milwaukee Bucks are currently fourth with a record of 35-22. The Philadelphia 76ers are currently fifth with a record of 33-22. The Toronto Raptors are sixth with a record of 31-21. Currently, the Boston Celtics are in seventh place with a record of 32-25, and the Brooklyn Nets have a record of 29-26. And The Charlotte Hornets are currently in ninth place. The Atlanta Hawks are in 10th place. The Washington Wizards are in 11th place, and the New York Knicks are in 12th place. So currently Charlotte, Atlanta, Washington, and New York are all currently in respective spots for the play-in tournament. And then we have Indiana is in 13th place, followed by Orlando is in 14th place, and then the Detroit Pistons are currently in 15th place with the worst record in the Eastern Conference currently. Let's move along now to the Western Conference. The Phoenix Suns balling in this first half of the year so far. They have a record of 45-10. The Golden State Warriors are in second place with a record of 41-15. The Memphis Grizzlies, what a first year they've had with Ja Morant and company. They have been balling. They have a record of 39-18. Meanwhile, we also have the Utah Jazz are in fourth place with a record of 35-21. The Dallas Mavericks are in fifth place with a record of 33-23. The Denver Nuggets are in sixth place with a record of 30-25. The Minnesota Timberwolves are next in seventh with a record of 29-27. And then we have the Los Angeles Clippers are currently in eighth place with a record of 27-30. Currently, the Los Angeles Lakers are in ninth place with a record of 26-30. The New Orleans Pelicans are in 10th place with a record of 22-33. And then we have the Portland Trail Blazers with a record of 22-34 in 11th place. And then the San Antonio Spurs are in 12th place with a record of 21-35. So currently, LA Lakers, New Orleans, Portland, and San Antonio are currently in contention to be in the play-in tournament. And then we have Sacramento in 13th place with a record of 21-36, Oklahoma City's 14th with a record of 17-38, and then the Houston Rockets are in last place in the Western Conference with a record of 15-40. So those are your current league leaders and standings in the association. All right, when we come back, we'll wrap it up with the most important games coming up in the NBA to look forward to during the week. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to At the Rim.
It's your heart. Listen to it. What's yours telling you? This Heart Month, it's a good time to slow your daily pace and check the messages your heart may be sending. Not sure what it's saying? Check in with your family doctor or take our free Heart Smart quiz to test your heart health knowledge. At Our Lady of the Lake Heart and Vascular Institute, we want to hear what's on your heart. Don't wait. It just may save your life. Visit OLOLRMC.com/heart for more.
You coming to bed, hon?
Yep, honey, I'll be right there. Just got to turn out the light. Ow. 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 Ah. Ah.
Some things never change. Ow. Like your kids always leaving tiny toys on the floor for you to step on.
Ow.
And Geico saving folks lots of money on their car insurance.
Sweetie, I think I left the downstairs light on.
Please don't make me go.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
It's your heart. Listen to it. What's yours telling you? This Heart Month, it's a good time to slow your daily pace and check the messages your heart may be sending. Not sure what it's saying? check in with your family doctor, or take our free Heart Smart quiz to test your heart health knowledge. At Our Lady of the Lake Heart and Vascular Institute, we want to hear what's on your heart. Don't wait. It just may save your life. Visit OLOLRMC.com/heart for more.
Socks are the number one most requested item at homeless shelters. Underwear second, and shirts are third. At Bombas, socks were first, made with comfortable details for everyday wearing. Then underwear, and shirts too, all designed to perfectly fit. At Bombas, every item you purchase means you're donating an essential clothing item to someone in need. One comfortable clothing item for you, one donated to someone in need. Bombas, comfort for all. Get 20% off your purchase at bombas.com/comfy.
Evolving markets require an alternative approach to investing. Cut through the volatility with Yield Street investments that target fixed durations and income generation. Explore investments in art, real estate, legal finance, and more with minimums starting at $1,000 and targeting annual yields up to 15%. Discover the difference of a diverse portfolio with Yield Street. Head to YieldStreet.com to create your account today.
When it comes to our children and families, we do everything we can to play it safe. Did you know? The single best way to help safeguard from flu and reduce the spread of the flu virus is through annual vaccination. Families Fighting Flu is devoted to protecting your family against this serious and potentially deadly disease. Our commitment comes from our organization's personal experiences. I lost my 5-year-old healthy son, Joseph, to the flu. The flu poses a serious risk to everyone, from the young to the elderly. But we know that flu vaccines can save lives. Increasing the number of flu vaccinations by just 5% could prevent nearly 800,000 illnesses and 10,000 hospitalizations. Help keep your family and your community safe. Together, we can fight the flu. Get yourself and your family vaccinated this year and every year. For facts and tools, visit familiesfightingflu.org.
Hey, Sarah.
Oh my gosh, he's so cute. How do you know him?
Oh, I'm gonna do it like I taught you.
Love the new tattoo, sir.
Let's go!
Dude, that's Sarah. The girl in the pink shirt, that's the girl I was telling you about.
Oh, that's Sarah?
Theater 2 on your left. Hey, Sarah. What color underwear today?
Hey, Sarah, so when are you going to post something new?
Anything you post online, anyone can see. Family, friends.
See you later, Sarah.
Even not-so-friendly people. Think before you post.
.145/92
.180/111 .182/100 And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest, and then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movements that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that,
hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan, or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
It's your heart. Listen to it. What's yours telling you? This heart month, it's a good time to slow your daily pace and check the messages your heart may be sending. Not sure what it's saying? Check in with your family doctor or take our free Heart Smart quiz to test your heart health knowledge. At Our Lady of the Lake Heart and Vascular Institute, we want to hear what's on your heart. Don't wait. It just may save your life. Visit OLOLRMC.com/heart for more.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Okay, before we head on out, I just want to give you some the schedule for the most important games coming up for this week in the NBA. Let's start off with Saturday's games that we have. Is going to be a big one between the New York Knicks and the Portland Trail Blazers. Also, we've got the San Antonio Spurs going up against the New Orleans Pelicans. Got some good one between the Memphis Grizzlies and the Charlotte Hornets, two teams that are young and have some rising stars on the team. LaMelo Ball, of course, Ja Morant. What more can you say about that? Also, some other games on for Saturday. We've got the Cleveland Cavaliers going up against the Philadelphia 76ers. The Denver Nuggets going up against the Toronto Raptors. Also, we've got the Brooklyn Nets going up against the Miami Heat. Also, a big one, some big ones between the Los Angeles Clippers and the Dallas Mavericks. And, of course, the Los Angeles Lakers going up against the Golden State Warriors, the Battle of California, SoCal versus NorCal, L.A. versus the Bay. Got L.A. and San Francisco, you know, Bron, also AD, Russell Westbrook. Enough said about that, but also the Golden State Warriors along with the Splash Brothers and Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and the crew. So that should be a good one right there. Also, we've got Sunday's games, which are the Hawks and the Celtics, going to be a good one. Then the Minnesota Timberwolves going up against the Indiana Pacers. Then on Valentine's Day, February the 14th, which is a Monday, got some important games on that schedule, such as the Toronto Raptors going up against the New Orleans Pelicans, the Portland Trail Blazers going up against the Milwaukee Bucks, also the San Antonio Spurs versus the Chicago Bulls, and then we've got the Golden State Warriors going up against the Los Angeles Clippers. Then on Tuesday, February the 15th, we've got the Dallas Mavericks going up against the Miami Heat, followed by the Boston Celtics going up against the Philadelphia 76ers. Of course, Boston and Philly, that rivalry has been going on. It's been intense forever and ever, and then that rivalry continues. Also, the Cleveland Cavaliers going up against the Atlanta Hawks, the Memphis Grizzlies going up against the New Orleans Pelicans, followed by the Charlotte Hornets and the Minnesota Timberwolves, then the Indiana Pacers squaring off against the Milwaukee Bucks, and you got the L.A. Clippers going up against the Phoenix Suns. Then on the schedule for Wednesday, February the 16th, we've got the Brooklyn Nets going up against the New York Knicks. Of course, the Battle of the NYC, the Battle of the Boroughs, Brooklyn and Manhattan going head-to-head in this one. We've also got the Portland Trail Blazers going up against the Memphis Grizzlies, followed by the Toronto Raptors and the Minnesota Timberwolves. That should be a fun game. Also, the Denver Nuggets going up against the Golden State Warriors. That should be a fun game with Steph and Klay, of course, with the reigning MVP, Nikola Jokic, and going to be a good one with the Nuggets and the Warriors in San Francisco, and, of course, the Utah Jazz going up against the Los Angeles Lakers. And then the last regular season game before we get into the All-Star break, which we'll have the Miami Heat going up against the Charlotte Hornets. Then you got the Dallas Mavericks going up against the New Orleans Pelicans. And then again, a big one between the Philadelphia 76ers and the Milwaukee Bucks. And of course, we have Saturday, February 19th. And of course, it was Saturday, February 19th, the big NBA All-Star Saturday with the three-point shootout, the Rising Stars Challenge, the Skills Challenge, the rookie game, and of course you've got, you know, the slam dunk contest and so on and so forth, the celebrity game. So All-Star Weekend, the All-Star Saturday, I should say, is going to be fantastic. And Sunday will be the NBA All-Star Game. So definitely the NBA is getting hot, is getting heavy. The trade deadline is passing. Now we're moving closer to the NBA All-Star Weekend. So it should be a very fun and a very exciting second half of the NBA season as we wind down on the first half of the season. Thank you to you, the listeners out there, for tuning in on the season premiere of At the Rim. I'm Ed Robinson, and I'll talk to you again next week. So long, everyone.
Your heart. Listen to it. What's yours telling you? This heart month, it's a good time to slow your daily pace and check the messages your heart may be sending. Not sure what it's saying? Check in with your family doctor or take our free Heart Smart quiz to test your heart health knowledge. At Our Lady of the Lake Heart and Vascular Institute, we want to hear what's on your heart. Don't wait. It just may save your life. Visit OLOLRMC.com/heart for more. It's your heart. Listen to it. What's yours telling you? This Heart Month, it's a good time to slow your daily pace and check the messages your heart may be sending. Not sure what it's saying? Check in with your family doctor or take our free Heart Smart quiz to test your heart health knowledge. At Our Lady of the Lake Heart and Vascular Institute, we want to hear what's on your heart. Don't wait. It just may save your life. Visit OLOLRMC.com/heart for more.
Socks are the number one most requested item in homeless shelters. Underwear is the second, shirts are third. At Bombas, socks were first, made with comfortable details for everyday wearing. Then underwear and shirts too, all designed to perfectly fit. At Bombas, every item you purchase means you're donating an essential clothing item to someone in need. One comfortable clothing item for you, one donated to someone in need. Bombas, comfort for all. Get 20% off your purchase at bombas.com/comfy.
Evolving markets require an alternative approach to investing. Cut through the volatility with Yield Street investments that target fixed durations and income generation. Explore investments in art, real estate, legal finance, and more with minimums starting at $1,000 and targeting annual yields up to 15%. Discover the difference of a diverse portfolio with Yield Street. Head to YieldStreet.com to create your account today.
Ray Magliozzi here. I'd like to carry more parts, but I barely have room to think in my garage. Luckily, eBay Motors has all the right parts at the right prices. 122 million of them. Can't imagine stocking that many parts. Where would I get all those shelves? eBay Motors. Let's ride.
Global business consulting solutions for a constantly transforming world? That's Protiviti. Flexible, results-driven, and committed to you? That's Protiviti. Custom solutions shaped for your company's unique needs? That's Protiviti. Protiviti helps more than 70% of the Fortune 1000 run better today and change for tomorrow. Learn more at Protiviti.com/shape. That's Protiviti.com/shape.